Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 2nd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is nebulous, spelled N-E-B-U-L-O-U-S. Nebulous is an adjective. It's often used as a synonym of the words indistinct or vague, but can also be used to refer to something that is related to or that resembles a nebula. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Los Angeles Times by Anastasia Fedick. Instead of promoting nebulous concepts of diplomacy, we should turn to the principles of negotiations and focus on concrete questions. Nebulous may sound otherworldly. After all, it's related to the word nebula, which refers to a distant galaxy or an interstellar cloud of gas or dust, but its mysteriousness is rooted in more earthly unknowns. Both words ultimately come from the Latin word nebula, meaning mist or cloud, and as far back as the 14th century, nebulous could mean simply cloudy or foggy. Nebulous has, since the late 17th century, been the adjective correlating to nebula, as in nebulous gas, but the word is more familiar in its figurative use, where it describes things that are indistinct or vague, as when Jack London wrote of ideas that were nebulous at best, and that in reality were remembered sensations. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.